Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Chaf Gimel, Zvachim 23b, pagination of 46. We'll start about 12 lines from the bottom. Yoshev is the middle of the line at the two dots. The Mishnah told us that Yoshev sitting, doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash while sitting, is going to invalidate the Avodah. Minolan, how do you know? Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Kra, it's based on a Pasuk. Devarim in the 18th chapter. Amar Kra, La'amod l'shares, to stand and serve. La'amido b'chartiv, if you're standing, then Hashem chose you, then you're designated as an active Kohen, velo l'yeshiva, but not when sitting. This is similar to the drasha that we saw before on Yitzayin Amud Beis 17b, that a person who's mechusar begadim, lacking in the special garments that a Kohen wears, is invalid because of the pasuk v'chagarta, you'll adorn them with the garments, v'hayisalehem kunas olam, and then they'll be Kohanim. But without the garments, they're not considered Kohanim as far as the avoda goes. So here also, if you're sitting, I mean, of course he's still a Kohen, his lineage didn't change, but he's not chosen as a Kohen when he's in the sitting position. Tana Rabbanan, we learned, La'amod l'shores mitzvah, that he has to stand and serve, that's the mitzvah, Kishu Omer, when it also says, Ha'omdim shino olav akosov la'akev, it says it again, to let you know that it's ma'akev, and it will invalidate the avoda if he didn't do it properly. Amalei Rava l'Rav Nachman michti. Let's look at this again. Yoshev kizar. If he's sitting, he's like a foreigner. At that time, lo bechartiv, he's not chosen. He's not a kohen. Dami, he's considered. Umachil avoda, and he invalidates the avoda. Ema mazor b'misa, af yoshev b'misa. So why don't you say that just like a non-Kohen is a capital punishment, so sitting is also a capital punishment? Why don't you literally do the comparison and make him like a non-Kohen? Alamatanya, we learnt, Avel Orel, but the uncircumcised person, Onein, the person who recently lost a close relative, Yoshev, sitting, Einan b'misa, they're not going to be misa. We mentioned this in last session, that the Rambam indeed paskins by Orel, that he's going to get Malkus, but it's not going to be misa. This is a Gemara that's clearly stating that it's not misa. In that last session, we wanted to understand why he's getting Malkus. But in any case, these people do not get misa, ela ba'azhara, it's a lav, and he's wondering, if you're doing the comparison to Zohar, why don't you do it all the way, and it should not only be forbidden to do it, and not only invalidate the karban, but it should also be punishable with misa. And the answer is, mishum davim mechusar begodim, lacking in garments, v'shalo rochot, sodayim v'raglayim, and not washed properly, shnei ksuvim abayim ke'echad, they identify that they should be capital punishments, and those two cases specifically say that, v'chol shnei ksuvim abayim ke'echad in melamdim, and once you have two psukim that specify, so any other case that's not specified is not going to be learnt out unless you have a special limud, and therefore we do not go there with misa, because those that had misa, we were told explicitly. Our main topic over here is the concept that the Kohen cannot do the service Yoshev while he is sitting. This type of halacha exists in many areas, not just avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. We have, for example, in the laws of tefillah, Simen Tzadi Dalid of Orach Chaim, Se'if Ches, Yeshli Zohar, a person should be careful, Shalo Lismach Atzmo, not to lean himself, La'amud o La'chaveiro, not on a piece of furniture or a pillar, and not on his friend, b'shas tefillah, at the time of davening. There's discussion if a person's sick, he should daven sitting, etc. But in a normal circumstance, a person should be careful to stand. And not only should he stand, but he shouldn't even lean. Now, there are two approaches as to why you're not allowed to lean. One approach is because leaning is not considered standing. And that would presumably be linked to the litmus test of, if I pulled the thing away, would the person fall? If it wouldn't fall, so he's considered standing. He's just leaning a little bit. He's gaining a little benefit from the furniture, but he's not sitting. Whereas if you would pull the thing away and the person would fall, that means he's leaning with such strength that he could very well have the halacha of a sitting person. And that's the approach of leaning is sitting if you're leaning very strongly. The other approach is, it has nothing to do with whether you pulled the thing away, you would fall. It has to do with the fact that leaning is not be'ema. It's not standing in awe. It's not respectful. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkaton Chaf Beis, Hatam, the reason that leaning is not acceptable is the tefila tzricha amida, because you have to be standing. And we would do this test, so to speak. What would happen? Im yinatel oso davar. If we took that thing away, would he fall or not? V'yeshom rematam. But others say that the reason that you're not allowed to lean is the tzricha lihiyos be'ema. You have to be standing with fear. And fear is not leaning. And therefore, even if the thing would be pulled away, you would not fall. You're not leaning to that extent. It's still going to be forbidden because you have to be standing respectfully. The discussion continues with the question of how strongly do you have to stand when you see a Sefer Torah opposite you. If you have to be be'ema, then it could very well be that even leaning is not going to be acceptable. Whereas if we're looking for an amida, you have to stand while the Sefer Torah is passing by. So it could be that some level of leaning, as long as it's not extreme, might very well be acceptable. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.